All right, all right, all right. Hello. Yeah, we're back. Fucking sorry. We were in a motorcycle crash, so.
Why are you apologizing?
Because the three people that, you know, desperately want to hear the sultry tones of my voice missed out on a week of me talking.
Oh, so you're not apologizing for being in a motorcycle crash?
No, why the fuck would I do that?
That's why I was asking why the fuck you were doing that.
I'm apologizing because they didn't get an episode last week. I just, you know, came in and was like, fuck you, we're in a motorcycle crash. We're not doing an episode this week. Fuck off. Bye, losers. Or said bye, bitches. You know, like bisexual bitches. But, you know, we survived. We're alive. You can hear my wife over there. No Courtney this week. Her life is
it's taking some very interesting twists.
I mean, now she's a lesbian.
No, babe, she's bi. Oh shit, was I not supposed to say that?
I mean, she's full blown, you know, lesbian. Like, that's what happens when you get too close to San Francisco. You're just like, ah, gay.
She was never near San Fran.
I mean, it's close enough.
No.
Oh my god.
I was in San Fran more than she was.
She's closer to San Francisco than we are out here.
Oh.
Jesus fuck. Like, I have to like explain the joke. There's an episode of the Human Podcast called Explaining the Joke. Where I just had to explain.
It's over her head.
No, there's over her head and then explaining the joke.
There's more than one where I'm like too dumb.
Yeah. The most of the episodes.
Oh no, I feel like sometimes I carry myself very well.
Sometimes. But Jesus. But other than that, yeah, you should have fucking seen it this morning. Like, I was driving back home. Mm-hmm. I almost saw a truck flip on its side because.
No! Almost? Like, you saw it tip?
I saw it, you know, going sideways.
Uh-huh.
Because he wasn't paying attention to the lights, and he was, like, fucking speeding towards a red light at 55 miles an hour.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, he ended up, he smoked his back fucking tires and started going sideways, and then he, like, let off because he was locking the fuck out of his brakes. Yeah, there's big old fucking, you know, black streaks in the road now.
But did he come to a stop safely?
No, he fucking ran that ride hard.
Oh. Did he like, get crashing into anything?
God, I wish. I'd have a more exciting story than, I almost saw a truck flip. I mean, like, the more exciting story is I fucking destroyed a fucking deer. Oh, so great. Like, what's that look for? You give me a look. Like, man.
I was trying to remember the gender of Bambi so I could make the correct joke, but I can't.
Bambi is a dude.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
With a pussy fucking name. It's like, what a fucking asshole that fucking father was. It's like, I'm going to name you Bambi.
So was Bambi the name of a deer or a stripper first?
The deer.
Okay. Who fucking came up with that name?
Some fucking faggot from Disney, I'm sure.
God.
It's like, let's name the male deer Bambi. It's like, because that's probably how his mother died. Yeah, Bambi.
No, wait, isn't that how his mother died?
Yeah, she got shot to fucking death.
Okay, I'm not sure. I've never seen it.
I hope she got shot to death. Because I know there's a hunter scene and like the dad was black, so he fucking dipped out early. Oh my god.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie. I don't understand.
I'm making racist jokes over here, and you're just like,
So his dad's a different color, like a different type of deer?
No. Like African-American black. Like, I'm calling his dad a nigga.
So Bambi doesn't look like his dad?
Not at first, no. No fucking baby deer look. No fucking foal or filly looks like their fucking dad.
I think a baby deer is a kit or a kitten.
Why would it be a kit or a kitten?
I'm pretty sure it's
a kit. It's like a member of a horse.
Yeah, but so, it's not called a foal. No, it's a fawn. It's a fawn.
It's a fawn.
There, I got it.
It's fawn to shoot them in the fucking head.
I thought that was illegal. You can't shoot the fawns.
Why can't you shoot a fawn?
I thought if you're a hunter, you have to go after the boys. You can't shoot mamas or babies.
Yeah, definitely go after the fucking bucks because they have penises and they can just, you know, fuck 12 fucking bitches. Make, yeah. Like, the smart men are gay, so, like, they just, like, cut off their fucking horns. Like, I'm a woman. Like, just transgender deer. You can't kill me. I'm a girl. It's like, I see your fucking dick dragging on the ground. I'm transitioning. It's like, well, you're a talking deer, so I'm just going to capture you. This is rape. It's like, oh, it's a millennial talking deer. Fucking A. Put it in the zoo. You gotta let me out of here. Oh my gosh, my hooves are so dirty. Here, throw me that fucking frappuccino. Let me lick it. And it's just like a fucking male transgender deer that talks. And you don't know why it talks, but it doesn't actually say anything of importance. It's like, what's it like being deer? I guess it's okay.
It's because it's a vegetarian.
I mean, like, they are using all their fucking, you know, mental ability to fucking not die, and they just die all the time. Like, I go over Wolf Creek, and there's, like, probably, like, 10 dead deer. One deer that was just in, like, 15 pieces because it got hit just full bore, like, 80 miles an hour by a, you know, big-ass truck. And just destroyed, just, you know, I love the big-ass blood stains. I'm like, yes. Makes me so fucking happy. Gets me a little chubby, too. What?
What does chubby mean?
Like hard.
What?
Like my dick.
Okay.
Jesus, I need like another man in here to like... I'm sorry.
This is the first time I've ever heard that.
Radio land out there. Anyone listening to this podcast, if you want to be in the podcast... I'll bring you in. I'll zoom you in. So that way...
I'm sorry I asked a question to educate myself.
That way, you know, fucking... You know, this bitch over here that doesn't know anything.
Whose fault is that?
Yours.
No.
You should have been fucking like...
I went to college. I did my best to educate myself.
Go on like Reddit and MemeBase and fucking get some knowledge of real world shit.
I don't care about real world shit.
Yeah, you should though.
No.
So when some fucking, you know, crazy retarded kid comes in, you know, you can actually understand them. It's a fucking whole nother language, these fucking memes. Like, they'll come in big, hello, miss. I'd like to get my my nyan cat fixed. And you're like, oh, shit. Then you just shoot them and you make the world a better place. The cops just come and clean them up and they're like, yeah, just like, yeah, he fucking is on Reddit too much and was quoting memes IRL. It's like, whoa, careful there. You know, you almost got yourself trapped. It's like, yeah, but I killed him. It's like, okay, yeah, we'll clean this up. And we'll throw him in a fire.
It's a good way to dispose of the body.
I mean, yeah, that's what the Germans did.
Well, yeah.
They're just like, oh, these Jews burn so easy. They used cheap clothes. Maybe they should not have used the cheap clothes. They just got, like, really flammable clothes. It's like, I got extra flammable clothes. They're half off. Such a good deal. I mean, how could this ever go wrong? Like, what, are they gonna throw us in a fucking furnace or something? No. Oh, shit, they threw us in a furnace. At least I'm going to die faster. Ha ha, you spent too much money on your fucking clothes there, Finkiewicz. Now you're going to burn extra long because you have fucking flame-retarded clothes. They're flame-retardant. You better strip down. Oh, my God. The Germans, that was horrible what they did. But where the fuck did they get giant ovens? And how the fuck did they, you know, have good enough plumbing?
I assume they use the ones that are designed for cattle.
Is there gas chambers for cattle?
There's incinerators for cattle.
What? Since when?
Okay. Okay.
I thought they just, you know, chopped them up and shipped it out. Like mad cow disease, whatever. Send it.
Okay, so incinerators are for cattle who have been exposed or carry anthrax. So you have
the band? Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
The UK brought out some good stuff, and that's it.
I'm not denying that, okay? I'm not denying that. However, I want... But they have to use a special incinerator that is also... It doesn't allow anything to escape. So that because...
Well, I mean, none of those Jews escaped, so...
Exactly.
It's pretty good.
So I'm assuming they use a model that is similar to that.
I mean, none of the cows escaped either.
Well, no, it's because they have anthrax. You have to kill
them immediately. So, like, if... You just, like, put them in the incinerator and then, like, burgers are ready? Like,
No. The cow is completely incinerated to nothing.
What a fucking waste.
Well, no, it's because you gotta kill the anthrax.
How do you kill the anthrax?
You have to burn it at a high degree at a certain pressure for a very long time.
What if it was just, like, lost in translation and, like, they were just supposed to be killing the anthrax, but it somehow got translated over to Jews? And, like, Hitler's like...
No, Germany and Russia were busy making anthrax.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
They're making something. They're making anthrax and Volkswagen. I don't know which one's worse.
No, I heard in my pathology class that there are just, like... Okay, what are the things that farmers use to store grain? The silos?
Yeah.
There are just, like, silos that are just packed full of anthrax, just chilling out in Russia.
Yeah, there's buildings full of fucking... What's that fucking mesothelioma fucking bullshit?
Yeah, that shit is awesome. Bonkers.
What is it called?
I don't know.
God, I remember like I was doing like a fucking job and they came in like, oh, there's a fucking like now that you said anthrax, it's like that's what's in my head. It's like,
yeah,
it was just anthrax in here. It's like, am I at that point?
What causes? I can't.
Mesothelioma. What, okay. I remember like growing up, there was like a shitload of commercials. Mesothelioma. Oh my gosh. I don't know, but
that's asbestos.
Asbestos.
Like from Schitt's Creek. The Asbestos Fest.
Asbestos was good shit though.
Was it?
Oh my God, was it ever?
This is saying it's a deadly fungus.
Asbestos was like flame proof or some bullshit, like really fire retardant.
Oh.
Worked well in buildings. Was a great insulator.
Fungus? Is it not a fungus?
Great insulator. Itchy as fuck if it got on you. I'm pretty sure. It was like in the fiberglass.
Oh my God, this is like a bunch of really bad shit.
Oh yeah, no, it's really bad. There's a reason why they're taking it out of everything.
Okay, I think I need to ask the question.
Like, what is, trust me, like, I remember, like, me and my buddies down there, we searched for 3 hours high as shit trying to find out what asbestos was. We found nothing. We're still retarded. I'm still high. I wish. What?
I'm educating myself.
Yeah, you should have just gone on fucking Reddit and be like, Reddit, what is asbestos?
I don't even have Reddit on my phone.
How do you not have Reddit on your phone?
I don't have Reddit on my phone.
Put it on your phone.
Why?
Right now.
No.
That way I can send you...
No, this is what Courtney does to me. No.
That way I can send you great memes. I know you have Reddit on your phone. Put Reddit on your phone.
No.
Get the front page of the internet.
I don't care about the front page of the internet.
It's like the asbestos of the internet. I like
what filters down to me.
Yeah, you literally, you can go on Reddit and just pick, I want to see and cats and wizard cats.
I feel like wizard. Okay, you are distracting me. I'm learning what asbestos is. Am I even saying it right?
Asbestos.
Asbestos.
You're asbestos. That's how Spanish people say best ass. Since they say everything backwards, like, asbestos. Che-yay-yay. Oh my gosh, this episode's gonna be such a shit show. Just coming right on back. Like, I was on Reddit earlier, mm-hmm. and I was, like, talking about, like, I'm like, I only fucking podcast for fun, because, like, someone's like, don't worry if you're not going to get paid. I'm like, we're never getting paid for this. No one's going to sponsor us unless, like, I win some contest, and they begrudgingly are forced to sponsor us for, like, 12 months. And I'm like, they're, like, counting down the seconds. Like, I don't want to fucking, you know, collaborate with Alex and his fucking shitty podcast. Okay. It's like they're forced to like listen to it to make sure I do their ads. Just like come in and be like, well, you can go to download Honey on your thing and you can get your dildos for cheaper from dildoshopper.com. See, like I'd be bad at ad reads too.
So what?
And I'd make fun of the product, so.
So what?
I'd get kicked off so fucking. They'd be like, after like the first one, they're like, we're not going to pay you for that. And we're canceling your contract. I'm like, I get it. It's like, listen back to this with your mother sitting in the room. It's like, I'd rather her not ever know I have a podcast. I'd rather her not know what podcasts are, just on the off chance that she somehow stupidly stumbles upon this. Like, is that my boy? Oh, he's so oh, what the fuck is he talking about? No.
Your mom does not sound like a Jewish woman.
I want her to, though.
No, you don't.
I mean,
if you were Jewish, I would have never gone out with you.
Yeah, like, you can tell by, like, my phone call history that I'm not Jewish. It's like, me and my mom do, like, 2 texts a year. Happy birthday. On my birthday. No response. Happy birthday on her birthday. No response. She could be dead and have just automated, you know, just send my son a happy birthday on his birthday. She could just have it on a script. That's what I should do. Just be like a script for my mom. Just like, look, mom, I fucking, you know, wrote 2 lines of code for you. Hope you're proud of me. Love ya. It's like, how old are you? Yeah, just add 18 years to my age. Fuck, you're old. Shit. Oh my god, my mom's gonna be turning like 60 here soon.
Yeah.
Wait, no. 50?
Yeah.
Then 60. Shit. Yeah. This bitch is old.
No, babe, my mom's like 15 years older than your mom.
God damn, when's she dying?
Hopefully soon.
Like, does your mom have mesothelioma?
God, I hope so.
Like, she's just, like, so far in the cancer that it hits her brain. It's like, I don't know if I have mesothelioma.
And remember, she had surgery, like, 2 years ago to remove a brain tumor. And then, yeah, and my dad.
They, like, open it up.
And neither,
like,
of them had the good grace to die.
They, like, open it up, and they're just like, there's no brain in here. And just scoop out, like, the rest of it and be like, all right, I guess we're good, boys. Zip it up. Ugh. She's like, what? Oh, dear God. We're going to start making fun of your parents.
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to give them any of my time.
Oh, no. We're just making fun of them. And then what did your dad go to, like, a hospital for?
He also had that.
A brain tumor?
Yeah.
You have to have a brain to have a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the joke works. You should have told me that your dad had brain cancer.
I did.
Before you told me that your mom had brain cancer.
I did.
No.
The first, when it actually happened.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I don't actually pay attention, like, when you're talking outside of this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, babe.
Are you a talking deer? Oh, dear. But on other news, I'm building a sex swing. I have no idea what I'm doing. I looked at one image from Pinterest, and I'm basing.
You have Pinterest on your phone?
No, I just googled it. I'm like, swing, and like Pinterest pops up, but it's like, download the app. I'm like, I'm not opening up the full image, so I'm just getting like a little thumbnail photo of this fucking swing, and I'm like, I got the general gist. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, I could really be fucking wrong, and then it just sucks balls for me. all the way through. It's like, you're wrong all the way through. It's gonna fucking collapse. People are gonna die.
We are?
I mean, people are. We're not people.
We're not?
I mean, we're better than them. Better than regular people.
Well, duh.
Jesus. I don't even know what to fucking call it. Talking Deer or something like that.
What?
The episode title. We need to come up with one. I'm so out of my groove for not having podcasted in like a week.
That's okay.
I'm like, oh no, what the fuck am I? Like, what are we doing this?
A referee entry is allowed. We were in a motorcycle accident.
Like, I fucking peeled
my... Don't.
What?
Do not.
Go back to peeling my fingers?
Yes, please, do not.
Like, that's a sentence I never thought I'd say. I need to peel my fingers after work. Ah, I love that you just, like, stopped drinking your water. You're just like, oh no, this is horrible.
It is horrible! Ugh, no!
See?
I'm not looking!
I wish, like, I can peel, like, the rest of me. So I'd, like, turn all white, and, like, an officer would pull me over and be like, oh, sorry, sir, you have a poor black man's car. I'm like, it's all right, officer. And, you know, get off with a warning. What?
You know if you turn white, I will stop putting out.
I mean, I am white. Like, no. Have you seen my cock?
No, babe.
It is a white man's cock.
It is not.
White man's cock.
No.
I'll Google this right now. White man's cock.
No, babe, you know how I feel about white dick.
White man's cock. I was hoping, like, Google would be like, this is what I found in white man's cock. Getty Images. 90 white man penis photos and premium high-res pictures. Let's see what Getty Photos has. Okay, just, it really has fucking nothing. This is garbage. This is all garbage.
Yeah. All white dick is garbage.
No, like, there's no white dicks here. It's like fucking bananas, like, wrapped in fucking tape.
What?
Yeah. See, like... Like, bananas, like, it's fucking stupid. Like, now I'm gonna have to, like, go to, like, straight up Google Images. And, holy shit, yeah. Yep, white man's cock. Sorry, babe, that's what I got.
Ew, it's so disgusting.
Look at that guy. He's wearing a hat while taking a fucking nude photo. What a fucking tool.
Yeah, for reals.
Look at that guy. He's, like, too lazy to take his pants all the way off.
Why do you guys ever send full body shots?
I mean, we think it's cool.
No, it's not.
See, what I find even greater is that he's using an actual fucking camera. Not a cell phone, an actual fucking digital camera to take this full body nude. And he is focusing on the screen and he's not even smiling. But... You know, he's looking pretty good. Oh, dude, like, fucking, you know, lotion your dick up at least. We're gonna just, you know, pull it out your fucking zipper.
Ew.
There you go.
No, I don't want to. They all look so disgusting.
I mean, this is what my cock looks like.
No, it's not. Your cock is much darker.
Jesus, this guy can, like, fucking. Well, there
no!
Was. Yeah, like, my cock looks just like those, except smaller. Maybe have an Asian cock. Okay, don't put that white cock in that black woman.
Asians do not have tiny dicks. That's a myth.
It's definitely true.
No. It was a myth started by fucking white bitch-ass boys who were getting showed up in the whorehouses by Asian men who were better lovers.
I think it was...
Thank you, drunk history.
Honestly, I think it was just because, you know, drunk white boys came in and they found out what lady boys were firsthand. And, you know, the lady boys would come out and have bigger dicks than these white boys that are all drunk. I'm like, hey, beautiful, I think you're so beautiful right now. And they'd be like, oh, honey, you can't afford me. It's like, oh, I'm sure I could afford your orientalness. How's $50 sound? Ew. All right, honey, you come back. And then, like, you fucking pull, like, they both pull out their cocks, and it's like, oh, shit. It's like, honey, you now get on your knees and you suck my cock. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, that'd be a great game show where, like, two guys that think they have big dicks have to come out to the middle of the floor and then do a fucking measure off, like a face off and a measure off. And the guy that has the fucking, you know, smaller dick has to suck the bigger dick until you get to, like, the biggest dick.
What's the British TV show where it's like a it's like five naked dudes and like one chick gets to judge him, but the shelving or whatever covering lifts from the floor up, and so you literally see their dick before you see their face on live television.
Is not on live television.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
There's no fucking way.
Yes, it is. It is hilarious.
Yeah, look, this is my penis. Like, there's no cameras in here.
See, that is a fine-looking penis.
Like, none of them are fine-looking.
You have a very nice one. I'm sorry. I'm used to the shape of it now, and it's like, yeah, it's not a bad dick.
Yeah, like at this point, it's not shock value.
Okay, babe. All dicks, at first glance, are disgusting and horrific. Repeated exposure kind of dulls you out to it, and you're like, okay, fine. It's an okay dick.
Yeah, you're like, just give it to me. Just, here, just, there. Yep, you're coming. Cool. Done.
Babe, the more it's inside me, the less I have to look at it.
Yeah, the more it's inside my pants, the less you have to look at it. Like women only want to see dicks when they're, like, in the mood.
Well, yeah.
They're like, if I'm in the mood, I'll look at dicks all day long. Mm-hmm. But no one wants to see an unprovoked dick.
No.
Except for, like, weird dudes. They're just like, yeah, just bring me a weird fucking dick. It's fine. What are you Googling now? Are you Googling, like, Asian dicks? That's why we need Courtney over here, so we can make fun of her for looking up dicks. What are you Googling?
I'm trying to find the British TV show I was talking
There's
about.
There's no British TV show where they show penises.
Yes, there is. I've seen episodes of it on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yeah, babe. Which makes me sound so fucking boomer. I hate it.
Oh my gosh. I watch my TV on Facebook.
I don't. I watch clips so I don't have to get invested and feel stressed about it.
See, like, I remember when Lost was, like, finishing up. I was super excited watching every single fucking episode of Lost. And then I went to military boarding school.
Oh, yes.
What? And then, like, fucking in the middle of boarding school, like, finished up. And I just came back and I'm like, just give me the ending. I don't have time. I have so much jerking off to catch up on. Okay, let's see what it's called. Naked Attraction. 70% like this TV show. 7 out of 10 out of IMDb. It's back in 2016. Are you seriously crunching ice into the microphone?
I'm so sorry for
You're like, om, nom, nom. Like, like, people love hearing it.
I'm so sorry, I totally blanked.
It's like, om, nom, nom, nom. You're like getting like salad and croutons. I'm like,
I'm sorry, you're not into ASMR.
Yeah, this is a podcast. This isn't fucking ass munching retarded fucking midgets.
What? You didn't even do it right.
I don't care. I don't know why British fucking. Oh, is it on Prime? I think it's on Prime.
It's on Prime? Oh my god, babe.
Yeah. You can look at dicks later, okay? She got, like, excited for, like, the first time in months. Naked
no,
guy.
I was just excited to be proved right.
Naked men on Prime.
No, babe, the episode I watched was, like, they were all in, like, their 60s. It was awful.
Yeah, fucking, I remember, like, as a kid, HBO and Showtime and like fucking VHS one or one of those fucking weird channels, like they always had like these fucking, you know, shows like aimed at like 12-year-olds, like real sex and like
is this the After Hours?
Kind of, but it was garbage.
It was garbage.
It was like they had like Taxi Cab Confessions and you're like, oh yes, come on, let me see. And it's like always just naked old men and it's like, no, just give me some nice tits for a second. Like as a kid, like kids these days have it so fucking good. So fucking good. Cause as when I was a fucking kid, I had to work for my porn. If I wanted to jerk off to porno, I had to, you know, go and watch Eyes Wide Shut and, you know, volume zero and fucking fast forward to the big ol' orgy scene. Like, there's a big ol' orgy scene. I don't know what the movie's about at all. I, like, literally go through my parents' DVD collection and flip it over to the back and I'm like, nudity? Okay, let's see what you got. And there's like a whole bunch.
Did that ever pay off?
There's so many times it did not. There's so times, so many times that it's just like a butt cheeks and like nudity. I'm like, you're fucking assholes. And then there's other times where I'm like, you know, like there's a movie called Wild Things. And I'm like, it was garbage. There's a swordfish where you saw Halle Berry's tits. And I'm like, there's like, you know, she's like, you know, topless reading a book and she like puts her book down for a second and she has like her tits out and her tits are tiny and it's like, all right, I mean, and then you have to like pause it on that fucking scene so it's like jerking off to a picture of a movie and it sucked so fucking bad. And if you were able to get your hands on a porno magazine, oh, you were a god. Like, people would come around and circle jerk just for a fucking porno magazine. Like, you'd share it. And like you just
together?
Together, yeah. You'd be forced to.
Oh, my God.
You'd need to jerk. You'd face the corners and be like, okay. Or you'd circle jerk and be like, last one to come.
Wait, so you've done this?
No. I don't have any friends.
So then how do you know about this?
Because other people that had friends fucking did it.
How do you know if you've never done it?
Because I hear stories.
You hear stories?
Yeah. Just like you
hear. And that just makes sense to you?
Yep.
You would have done that if you were given the opportunity.
Probably not. I was a fucking nervous Nelly as a kid.
Aw.
And I'd probably be embarrassed about my little dick. It was even smaller back then. And I could, like, you know, jerk off quick. Just like in the shower, first 3 minutes for jerking off. And it's like my parents are like, you're going through lotion so fast. And I'm like, yeah, I also need hair conditioner too. I'm like, what? Why are you going through this? It's like, I just use extra. Yeah. And it's like, how come only one hand is soft? It's like, don't worry about it, please. My dad gives me that knowing glance. It's like, all right, all right. You know, you're washing your own socks from here on out. I'm like, I'm like, all right, Dad. And like, I remember when I got my PSP, like that was the first time I didn't really have to work too hard for porn. Like PSP was a porn station portable. It was actually a PlayStation portable, but we used it for porn. And you'd save up all your money for a secret fucking memory card. Like, if you didn't want your parents finding it. And the secret memory card, it held all your fucking porn. And you'd, like, leave no traces to where your parents could find it. But you just, like, plug in that memory card at night. I remember one time, like, I was doing that. And, like, my dad, like, kicked in my door. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, do you want to see child cock? Is that what you want? Fucking Jeffrey Epstein, get the fuck out of my room. You crazy fucking pervert. You know what I'm doing in here. Would you rather me do this or give you a fucking grandkid? I'm still in high school and you're going to have to take care of it. I don't have money. So let me do this. fuck off back to your room where no sex is happening, and I'll be done in 30 seconds. And I'm going to go to sleep and wake up in time for school.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. Now, if I would have fucking slept in and be like, oh no, I was masturbating too hard last night, Dad. I need you to give me a ride to school. It's like, oh, it sucks to be you. Sucks to suck, loser. Ha ha. Fucking ride your bike to school. I'm like, no. You know, come riding up on, you know, my bike. It's like, ah, masturbate too late. And it's like, oh my God, yeah. It's just jerking off way too late. And, you know, my wrist is sore. And I don't know how I'm going to do this test. It's going to be such a bitch, you know.
I'm still confused why you would jack off with your dominant hand.
If you're a right-hander, you jack off right-handed. Because it's just, you, like me and my right hand, like, we have, like, a relationship. Like, I've fucking beat off more times than I've fucked you, easily.
Well, duh.
Like, probably quadrupled the numbers.
Babe, there was a large part of your life before we met.
Oh, no, like, just in the marriage.
I would assume that as well.
It's like, just blowing loads.
You only see me, like, 2 days out of the week.
Yeah, I'm just, like, fucking blowing loads just by myself in the hotel room. I'm like...
Yeah, it's sad for you. It's sad for me, too.
Yeah, I'm just like, But I do, like, the ninja cum where I, like, fucking just jizz in the toilet. It's so great. Like, no cleanup. It's, you know, just take some toilet paper and I clean the head of my penis off and we're good. Yeah, give me, like, a look. Like,
I just could never do that.
Yeah, because you don't have a dick, obviously. You cannot fucking jerk off in the toilet. Like, you're allowed to, like, jerk off in the bed. Like, if I get cum on my shirt, it's real fucking obvious. Like, is it? Oh, yeah. No, it'd be a big old white stain. And, like, it wouldn't be like, oh, there's a fucking glazed donut. No, it'd be like, that's semen. We know what that is. We're all men here. All of us. We know that's semen. We don't have to smell it. That's semen.
It smells?
Yeah, it smells like the sea. That's why there's semen.
Oh, so it smells like a whorehouse?
It smells like fucking cum. I know you know what cum smells like.
I don't know what it smells like when it's dried, because I dispose of it immediately.
It smells worse.
Okay.
Like, have you ever dipped a shirt in the ocean and then cum on it? Here, I'll give you, I'll jizz on a rag for you and you can smell it later.
No, I have no desire to experience this since it's clearly worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why did you dip a shirt in the ocean and then cum on it?
So it smells like cum. And the ocean.
But aren't they one and the same?
Oh no. Fucking okay. Cum is horrible. And, like, it's not something you can just scratch out of your shirt either. It's not.
I have a question.
What's up?
Why is my cum as a woman so less disgusting than yours?
Because do you see the fucking vessel in which my cum comes out of? It is disgusting. It is two hairy balls that are hairy for no good reason. Like, it provides no protection, no warmth. It's just like, we're going to have scraggler hairs.
It's a curtain for the women, so we don't have to see it as well.
Yeah, no, like, you just block it out of your memory. And it's pretty like, much. Yeah, I didn't see those balls. Exactly. Those are gross.
Yeah, they are.
So it's like, yeah, I'm like sitting like with like scraggly fucking shittily covered balls and a fucking, you know, cock. And I'm like making weird noises as I produce it. Yeah, and then fucking boom. And it's like. Yeah, all that grossness accumulates into one fucking, you know, final moment. Yeah, it's gonna be gross. You know, where women, you know, it's like la 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 la, wee, you know, and butterflies and rainbows, wee, and it's great. No one, like, women could be fingering themselves in the middle of traffic and people would give them thumbs up. If a man is jerking off in the middle of traffic, cops are getting called. Babies are crying, you know, school buses are screaming.
No, isn't it? A guy needs three things. It's food, sleep, and sex. and he can take care of all three of them by himself sitting in traffic.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to. Trust me, like, if I saw a naked woman fucking fingering herself in traffic and I, like, look down, I'm like, I give her a thumbs up, like, yeah. If I saw a naked dude jerking off in the middle of traffic, I'm calling the cops. 911, what's your emergency? There's a guy jerking off. We are sending the SWAT team right now. We're just going to blow up his car. We're not even going to give him a chance to explain. Good. Kill him. It's like worse than fucking Mike Pence calling his fucking wife mother. Yeah, that's a whole nother fucking thing.
I mean, it is like an old British thing, but it's gross.
Like, do British people just like call their mom like mummy and like their wife mother?
So it's like, it's a title.
It's a bad title. Fucking get rid. We kicked their fucking asses back to their fucking United Kingdom or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we had to.
And now we're, you know, America. Mike Pence.
We suck more.
Cut that shit out. It's fucking creepy. It's like, you know, if a girl calls like her husband father, it's like, yeah, you can call me daddy in bed. That's it. You know, that's where, you know, if we're like at fucking Hot Topic and you look at me and you call me daddy and you don't have something kinky in your fucking hands, I'm leaving without you.
You should.
It's like, you know, you're like over there looking at bobbleheads and you're like, father. And it's like, I'm out. Find your own way home, bitch. Get an Uber. Or try and call one of these other dudes father and see how far they get you. Ew. Will you be my father? No.
Will you be sweet to me?
Will you be fatherly to me? Will you discipline me with your strong hands? It's like, yeah, but can you just like call me daddy or something normal? It's like, no, father all the way. It's like, oh my God. And like some like creepy Catholic priest comes around the corner. Oh, it's a girl. If it was a young boy, I'd say yes. You can call me father all day. Will you wear this strap-on cock and fucking have a young boy's haircut? And suck my dick through a glory hole in my house? See, Mike Pence, it's fucking weird. Don't do that shit.
It's creepy.
Oh my God. It just makes me want to hit him. Just be like, fuck you, Mike. Michael Pence. Makes me think that like something horrible happened to him in his childhood. Like his mother like fucking motel baited his ass. Just fucked him. He was like, come get mother. It's like, yes, mother. It's like, oh no. Poor Michael Pence. I did like a little recording of this shit by myself and I like put Joe Biden in that fucking seat because I thought it was Joe Biden for a bit. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's Michael Pence. The fucking vice president.
Is there a Mike Pence too?
Oh, Penske is a fucking oil, I think. I don't know. I'm sure there is. There's every fucking name out there.
I guess so.
Like in this upcoming fucking Week in Quickie for the Florida story, a dude named Evil did some evil things. That
there are some things you really should not be allowed to name a child.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he named himself that.
Oh, that's even worse.
But yes, there are things you should not be able to
name. Across his forehead.
There's things you should not be able to name your kid. And honestly, like, there's just fucking. It's like, don't, like, stop trying to give your kid like a new name. Looking at you, fucking Elon. He, like, fucking named his kid, like, some fucking weird science thing.
No, he tried to, but he was denied.
Oh, he was denied? Thank God. Holy shit. Like, I'm like, what the fuck robot fucking bullshit are you trying to name your kid? I just can't wait till fucking Zuckerberg has a kid. All right, he does, but I don't know what his kids' names are, nor do I care.
Agreed.
Yeah, he didn't try and force friend me like fucking Tom from Facebook or from MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them good old days?
I never had a MySpace account.
You never had a MySpace account?
No.
Oh, it was so good. You could like customize your page by like, and like pretend, brag to all your friends, like, yeah, I programmed my page myself. In reality, you just went to a different fucking web page, stole their fucking coding, and put it on your own page. It's like, yeah, those sparkles, it took me 2 days to code those sparkles. Motherfucking lying motherfuckers. You're in elementary school, and you poke and program sparkles. You hunt and peck on the keyboard. You lying piece of shit. Oh my god. Yeah, just I remember the early days of fucking social media. I'm like, this is dumb. You know, if I want to hang out with my friend, I'm not going to do it on the internet. I'm going to go over to his fucking house. And there's so many people that are like, oh my god, MySpace. You can, you know, choose your top 9 on Facebook. That's what it was. The top, like, 8 fucking friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you had 8 people to choose, and you chose your top 8. And if you dropped out of someone's top 8, oh, it's fists the next time you see him. It's like, what? I'm not in your top 8 no more, motherfucker?
Were you ever in someone's top 8?
I didn't have 8 friends.
So the answer is no.
No, of course not. Like, I'm like, hi, Tom. Like, I'd message Tom, like, hi, Tom, you're my only friend on MySpace. Do you want to get married or something? We can have sex in Boca Raton. That sounds like a foreign, far-off place. And it's like, oh, no. I don't want to go to a retirement community and have sex with a child. Hit up my good friend Jeffrey Epstein. He even has an island for you. Jeffrey Epstein's like, I don't take faggots. I'm like, aw. Could have made so much money.
Yeah, you could have.
Oh my gosh. Ah, but the election is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is like, I voted for Kanye West. The bitch hasn't even registered to vote.
I was planning to. I thought I was going to.
She was planning on to register.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just not convinced my vote matters.
Oh, it doesn't, but, you know.
Yeah, so why try?
Because now you have the ability to vote. Good job, women. You know, we're like, we get to fuck them and they get to vote?
No, Trump's just going to fix the vote no matter what.
Thank God. We're going to have a good, headstrong president.
At least we only have to deal with him for another 4 years.
After yeah.
That, he can't be reelected for at least 4 years.
And then he's going to go out fucking with a bang, you know, grab all the fucking pussies in the White House. Like, this was my pussy right here. This was my pussy right here. I grabbed them all by the pussy. They all have the greatest pussies. I made sure of it. Yeah, this guy over here, I grabbed him by his asshole. It's loose as a motherfucker. And this is true. You can stick 2 cantaloupes in his ass, and he doesn't even notice. There's 2 cantaloupes in there right now. Edible cantaloupes. Shit is clean. I've never even seen the man shit before. Cantaloupes have been in there for a week, so actually they might be bad.
They're definitely bad.
He's like, oh man, who put cantaloupes in my ass again? Trump, was that you? It's like, yeah, that was me. I apologize. It's like, it's all right, Trump. I forgive you. Next time, put your cock in there. It's like, yeah, my cock is weird, though. I love, like, the fucking Stormy Daniels fucking description of his cock. Like, wow. You know, that's not true, but she's like, it was, like, inverted. It was a disgusting vagina. And he wanted to have sex with me. And he paid to have sex with me. So does that make you a prostitute? It's like, That makes me a woman of the night. I have things I enjoy doing. And if I want to spend the evening with a gentleman for money, I can. The sex was free. It's like, you should have charged more. You're an idiot. You're going to jail now. You're going to jail because you're fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. You should have charged him $1 million fucking dollars to fuck you. Now no one wants to fuck you. Mm-hmm. If you were a prostitute, how much would you pay for your pussy? Currently, in current, right now. Like, say you had a date tonight, how much would you be charging that man? You don't know him. It's not a regular.
$1,500
for the night?
Yeah.
God damn. So what does he get for $1,500? Does he get anal?
No.
Does he get blowjobs?
Yes.
And obviously he gets the front holes.
Yes.
Does he get to titty fuck you?
Of course.
Does he get choking and spanking?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad for the entire fucking night. $1,500.
He also has to pay for dinner.
What a fucking cheap whore.
And it better be sushi.
That's why she doesn't want to do the anal. Because, you know, she's like, I want to keep this sushi in me for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might fucking pull the sushi out my ass with his dick.
It's a very graphic image, but yes.
It's like a fucking magical handkerchief just of sushi. It's like, choo-choo-choo. And you're like, oh yeah, put that right here. Like fucking, you know, a bunch of sausage links. Like, om nom yum. But just like a sausage link of fucking sushi. Just.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, like pretty much anytime I eat, you know, that's what everyone around me says. Like, ew, that's disgusting. Can you do that somewhere else?
So, would you pay $1,500 for me?
No. Fucking bitches will fuck faster than you can get $5 out of them. It's like, hey, can I get some pussy? Nah. Can I get $5 then? No. Can I get some pussy then? All right. It's like, you know, pussy is free. I don't understand why men pay for it. It's like, all you have to do is, you know, treat him with a little bit of sugar and be like, hey, what's up, girl? How's it going? Yeah, and then fucking your balls deep. As long as you don't have some weird kink where it's like, you have to tie a rubber band around my testicles and spank them until they turn red. It's like, oh, okay.
Why is that weird?
Because if you forget about the rubber band, then they fall off.
But that takes like 3 days.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I was talking to a dude. And, you know, he was talking about being married and having kids. I'm like, kids are a fucking nightmare. And he, like, looks at me and he's like, well, I mean, I have a story. And he tells me, you know, just earlier this week, his son, like, put, like, a fucking little rubber band around his, you know, the head of his dick. And it was there for, like, 3 days.
No!
Before they started realizing that it was slowly cutting off his cock. I mean, they got it off in time, but, you know, he's going to have some weird fucking scar, and that girl's going to ask about it. Hopefully, he's fucking uncircumcised, so that fixed that problem.
What was his point of telling you about this? Like, was he trying to convince you that kids were cool?
No, he's, like, there's weird people, though, just like, yeah, like, I'm going through a divorce right now. It's like, I didn't fucking care. Like, not at all. Like, I hope you fucking go home and kill yourself. Like, that would make me happy. Like, tell me that shit. Don't tell me I'm going through a divorce and I'm boring and sad and my wife doesn't love me anymore because I give lame dick. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, well, I'm going to go home and fuck my wife. You have fun with your tube sock. Make sure to wash it. You know, don't use it and then fucking use it. It's like, oh, shit. You use it. Oh, shit, I only have one sock for work. Oh, no, I already use this. I have to. I'm forced to. Oh, no. And it's like slimy and you put it on. It's cold.
Wait,
it's like,
no man would ever do that.
I'm sure it's happened. It's had to have happened at least once.
No person could ever do that to themselves.
The second your foot touches the cum and you realize what it is, it's like, oh, no.
No. No.
Yes.
No. No one's ever done that. I'm not convinced any person would ever do that.
Oh, trust. There's people that do weird fucking shit. There's people that, you know, suck fucking dicks and like getting punched in the balls. There's people that eat their own cum. I'm sure there's people that jack off in both socks and put them both on.
Ew.
On purpose.
No.
And then go to work.
No.
As a bank teller. Here's your money, sir. And they're like squelching around in their feet.
Ew.
Like feel the cum between their toes. And it's like, one day I'm going to have a fucking gangbang on my socks. And you have 15 men's semen in my shoes.
Ew.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. But you don't have a penis, so you don't even understand. Like women can go fla la 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 la, and then, you know, get up and go to work. And, like, there's no, like, you would never know. Like, I'm sure, like, when I was a kid doing, like, fucking fundraisers and knocking on people's doors, I'm sure there's women, like, with, like, a 12-inch dildo rammed in their pussy. And, like, I knock on the door, and, like, they just pull it out and walk up to the front door like nothing was going on. Great.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Oh, probably two. I don't know. Like, they're like, yeah, let the Mexicans in early. They know how to work early. And it's like, yeah. And I remember, like, the prize I wanted, I got one year. It was a phone. Like, it was a phone and a calculator and an alarm clock. All in one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the shittiest fucking phone in the world. Like, China didn't even want to take credit for building this cheap, shitty phone because it was so cheap and shitty. But it was a phone. And also, like, their best prize, which is really sad. That is considering sad. I worked, like, 120 hours for, like, a $10 phone. And I'm like, yeah. But I got it, brought it home. Plugged it into the wall,
mm-hmm.
and it worked. I'm like, oh man, I can make phone calls from my room. I can call the girls that I know. And my dad's like, shut up, you don't know any girls. That's why I allowed you to plug it in. I'm like, yo, yeah, dad. I'm sure I'll know a girl by the end of the year. Well, he was right. I didn't know any girls. You know, no girls want to be friends with, like, a dork kid. Like, at least other dorks, you know, did something. Me? No. I didn't do fucking marching band or anything or drama club. I was in drama club in middle school. So still too early to fuck everyone in there. But, God. It would have been great if I had, like, kept on drama and then just started fucking people.
So, if you're in the drama class, you get a lot of sex in high school?
Yes, tons. All of the time.
Interesting.
And I remember my buddy Logan, you know, people started rumors about him that he was like a fuck god.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was nice of them.
Yeah, he didn't like the rumors.
He didn't?
He's like, yeah, he was fucking this chick on the stairs, and it was crazy. And it's like, how many people saw this? It was like, well, just me. It's like, that didn't happen. And he's like, yeah, no, that didn't happen. But it's like, I wanted it to.
Mm. Poor guy.
And no one was pregnant in my high school, at least not noticeably. Thank God for abortions.
Yeah.
Fucking, if you have a child and you want to get rid of it, the fire department will take your fucking baby. Like, I like to imagine, like, the fire department is just full of a bunch of, like, vampires, and they just eat fucking babies that get dropped off. Like, they don't do the right thing. They just give it to vampires. Like, here's an unwanted baby. And, like, wah! It's like, oh, fine, we'll take it. Ah, yeah.
This seems pretty smart.
It's brilliant. And like they have like air tubes that like go between stations. So it's like, yeah, this vampire is already sated and we got an extra couple babies. So they just shoot them down the air tubes. Choop, choop. It's like, this one's a fat baby. Shink. You have like a little plunger. Like, get through there, fat baby. Chink, chink. You know, you're breaking our tubes, fat baby. Jesus Christ. Who is your parents, fat baby? And it's like, Chris Farley. It's like, he's dead. Like, fucking Black Sheep, fat guy.
No.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Okay.
Like, I'll show you fucking Black Sheep. Chris Farley and, you know, David Spade. Mwah! Match made in heaven. And then fucking Chris Farley had to die. Hmm. One day AIDS will get fucking David Spade.
So this Chris Farley person died of AIDS?
No.
Oh, how'd he die?
I'm pretty sure just being fat.
Oh.
That's why it was funny, is because he was fat.
Oh, okay.
There's like a scene where he's like sitting on a bench, and like the bench breaks. It's like, God damn it! But holy shit, we've already been here for an hour. Look at us. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. Yeah.
What made you think we wouldn't?
Oh, I don't know. I was just rambling for like a goddamn hour.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Hopefully next week we'll have Courtney. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But if you also want to be on the podcast, just fucking hit me up. Go to the humanpodcastnetwork@gmail.com or hit me up on my Instagram and Twitter at AlexTheTruck. Just be like, hey, I want to be on the podcast. I think it'd be lots of fun. And we can talk about, you know, killing Nazis. And it's like, oh, no. I'm just like fucking getting the KKK members. God damn it. But it is a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Trump. It's like, yeah, we need to get rid of all these Mexicans. Send them. It's like, I agree with you. And I voted for you. It's like, I appreciate that, son. But other than that, check out my other podcast where I'm a lot more, it's my podcast Argue This, and now it's going to become really politically charged. So go back to the old episodes. Check those out. Check out the recent episodes before we get politically charged. Because, Tron's a black man in America, and he wants to talk about politics.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna oblige him. I'm like, all right, let's talk about politics, and I'm gonna get fucking things wrong. And
you could do your own research.
Oh no, I don't do any of that. Like, I didn't even do this fucking episode with any notes. Like, there was things I wanted to talk about, but I got to none of it.
That's okay.
So, yeah, check out my other fucking podcast, and every fucking weekend on Sunday, we release Argue This and the Human Podcast Week and Quickie Edition, which is 5 stories and 15 minutes or less. So, if you're like, oh man, I don't have an hour to fucking...
It's the express lane at King Supers.
I mean, you're still going to have to deal with some shit. But we all love you. I mean,
I don't.
She doesn't. She'll suck your dicks. Send in dick pics too if you got those.
Starting at 1500.
My wife's down to fuck for 1500 also. So if you have $1,500 and you want to fuck a night with my wife, send it to me. I'll be her pimp. I'll fucking, you know, get her to your place. Just get her a fucking bottle of champagne and a fucking, you know, 10 edibles. She'll come in and be like, hey, what's going on? And just wear blackface and, you know, she'll fuck you.
Don't wear blackface. I will not fuck you.
Wear, like, moderate blackface.
No.
Like, you know, Greek comedians.
Oh my God, no.
I love the fact that I think she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, no. No.
Greek comedy is another thing entirely.
It is.
Oh my gosh. With their little penises. Greeks have little penises.
They do. They so fucking do.
White man penis.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But, yeah, we'll see y'all next week. You'll hear the sultry sounds of my voice. And I'll be funnier, too, I'm sure. Hopefully. Maybe. Probably not. I'm not that funny. Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot that I was looking at fucking white dicks. And, like, just opened up my phone again. And it's like, I'm seeing, like, a fucking white dude, like, rail a black chick. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, dear God, no. Let's exit out of that. Just, like, went to gay porn. Like, it's like, oh, next. I'm like, oh, gay porn. So, all right. Peace. Bye, bitches.